guys, my name is Abby.
My name is Mbai.
And this is the Unfiltered Exchange. So today's topic is relationships. If you had listened to my podcast before we rebranded, I'd already talked about this. But that was specifically for toxic relationships. And it was more of a story time episode because I was giving you guys the stories of people who have gone through like toxic relationships. And yeah, today is a bit different. We'll be kind of more
in depth,
yeah,
with things,
yeah, when it comes to relationships. And yeah,
The things we struggle with, all of us, what do we consider right and wrong,
yeah, when it comes to, you know, relationships, even if it's both platonic and romantic.
Yeah.
I guess any type of relationships. We'll try and indulge in all of them. But this is mostly, I guess, romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is mostly romantic. And the first question we had was, can men and women be platonic friends? Like, completely platonic. What do you think?
I think they can, but I don't think it's common.
Yeah, I don't think it's common.
But yeah, you definitely can. I have male friends who are completely platonic and haven't shown any romantic intentions with me.
Yeah.
And I think it's very wholesome. Yeah.
I also think they can. I guess maybe in the beginning of your friendship, there was
a bit of attention.
Yeah, just a bit of, you know, but then when you mature, like, not even at you.
Amma, the more you get to know this person.
Yeah, the more you get to know this person, you're like, I would like to keep him as a friend, yeah, more than
you end
as
up
a
valuing attention more.
And yeah, I guess it's completely possible to be platonic friends with a male if you are female and vice versa. But I was told by one of my male friends that it's kind of hard for men because their thinking is more sexual than ours. So like when they get when they start getting to know a girl, in their mind they've already established a sexual relationship with you. So even if you start like drifting and becoming more friends than romance buddies, they already have a whole scenario in their mind where you guys are sexually involved.
I think I thought you were friends even at any male. At some point
it
happened in their head.
Yeah, it happened in their head. It happened, I'm sure it happens to girls also. I mean, it happens. As you grow, you become more sexually involved with people. Mm. I'm more interested in sexual relations. And yeah, but I guess it's completely normal to be, yeah, for men and women to be completely platonic
when
friends.
You find that it's really nice because okay, let's say for us girls, like finding a guy who's, you know, just a friend for you,
yeah,
it's actually almost like they're your brother. Like it's a very wholesome thing. But in most cases it doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure,
yeah,
most of us, if you tell your guy friends you can hit, they will hit
like actually don't say less, like for real.
Oh, for real.
Okay, I'm down.
Amma, they would be like, Anna, you're my friend, just to look like, you know, I know we can do that, you're my friend. But ultimately I think they would give
you. Yeah, I think to say you're completely platonic friends with someone of the opposite sex is maybe, if you ask yourself, if the two of you were in a room and you're stuck there for quite some time, you guys want to do anything? Kabisa, like hey, literally, okay,
some people know.
Yeah, so of course, yeah, that's when you'll be like, oh, maybe we can't be completely platonic. But then in your mind, if you're like, hey, I can't even imagine having sex with this person.
Yeah, there's some then, people who are genuinely like, yeah, just good friends.
Yeah, there's that energy to people who you know, hey, I can't even imagine removing my clothes in front of this guy, because you've already established a brotherly, sibling like relationship with this person,
but I think in my experience it's rare.
Yeah, it is.
If look, I'm starting to think about the guy friends I have, most of them, it began like they were trying to
get with you. Yeah, but yeah, you guys will tell us. Do you think that men and women can completely be platonic relationship? I mean, friends, sorry.
Yeah, and give us your stories. That guy who you thought was your friend, but you know, this and this happened. We'd like to hear those.
Yeah, okay. And then the other question was, is it okay for you to have a best friend in the opposite sex?
Yeah, your boyfriend to have a girl best friend.
Yeah, is it okay to have a boy best friend? Is it okay for, let's say, me to have a boy best friend when I already have a boyfriend? I don't think it's okay to have a best friend of the opposite sex. Because then, okay, coming from a girl, if I had a boy best friend and the boy best friend gets a girlfriend, I would want to fight for that attention. Like, now you're giving her the attention that, you know, like you've been giving
to
me.
It used to be me.
Yeah, it used to be me. Like, even though atujafanya anything, we're still, you know, I'm closer to you than her. Like, now I have to fight for attention.
Yeah.
And then they might start getting jealous at her, because
you also want to spend time with the boy best friend.
The boy best friend now has to decide.
Obviously, you guys look cozy with each other. You're comfortable with each other.
So, I don't think I wouldn't be comfortable if my boyfriend had a girl best friend. Because you just carve her. Because now you guys have grown up. Let's say they've been friends for a really long time. And you can see at least there's chemistry apple
and also
between
as
the
a girlfriend when your boyfriend has, like, you'll be like, she knows him more than I do. There'll be that ka feeling.
Yeah, there'll be that ka feeling. Yeah you're the second, like, you she comes first. And then when you appeal it, why? Because they know each other better,
they've been through
a lot. So personally, I don't think I would want my boyfriend to have a girl best friend, and I don't think he would want me to have a boy best friend. I even think it's disrespectful to him, because now I'm closer to someone and he's my literal significant other, you know. I don't think I would do that to him. I get with the boy best friend, because it gets to a point that on a choker too. Like, you always bring up this conversation, oh, I don't like that you're giving her attention. And then the boy best friend is like, but she's my best friend. And then you're like,
Likewise. Like, I wouldn't want my boyfriend to have a girl best friend. I should be your best friend. Hey. Like, I'm your girlfriend and your best friend. Like, okay, if I'm your girlfriend and, you want to, let's say we've been together for a while and you're like, oh, like, I want to take you seriously. And, you know, if you want to take me seriously and probably get married to me, why do you need, I'm here for everything. I'm your best friend, I'm your everything. Why do you need another?
Why do you need another person?
Yeah. And, like, even for me, I wouldn't, like, I consider my significant other my best friend. I don't think I need another person if I've chosen you.
Yeah. Like, because, you know, best friends, they're basically people who you can tell anything and everything. And if your boyfriend or your significant other isn't that person, then you shouldn't be with that person. Should,
yeah.
Because, you know, you guys are in a romantic relationship. You're knowing each other every day. You get to know new things about them every day. And if something happens to you today, and you the first person you run to is your best friend of the opposite sex, then that would, like, be really bad.
That is a significant other going to feel about
that? Yeah, about that. Like, you know, it's best if you... I mean, these are things you're supposed to talk about before you get into a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, if you know that the person you're interested in has a best friend of the opposite sex and you're not comfortable with it, then it's just best if you don't get into a relationship with them, because itakuja kwa sumpua badai.
Because I've never been in such a situation where I was the best friend and this guy had a girlfriend and it became a whole
issue,
like problem.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm the problem.
Yeah.
You know, why are you talking to her? Why are you calling her? You should be calling, like, you know, all those things. And I was just chilling. And at some point, I was like, dude, I don't need to have this headache.
Mm.
Just be with your girlfriend and you can just leave me alone.
Yeah, just leave me alone.
Because if you love her, then I get it. Just be with her then. You don't have to start at it, dividing yourself between us. It's okay. But it was really... Even if I'm saying it's okay, like, I consider this guy, like, really close to me. So it had, like, a pinch.
Because, you know, you guys have grown together. Yeah. Blah, blah. But, you know, you have to... Now that they're in a relationship, it gets a point where you just have to respect, like, the other girl. Like, if I was in her shoes, I wouldn't feel good if my boyfriend was dividing his time between two people, you know?
And me being the best friend, obviously, I want him to be happy. And if I am coming in the way of that, then I can just respectfully step back, because I have your best interests at heart. If that is what will make you happy, then we can do that.
Yeah. Plus, if you guys are best friends, like, it's... Even if you cut each other off, you know that no matter what happens in your life, something traumatic, something bad, you can always give them a call. And they'll always be there, because, you know, you guys are close. If you feel like in the future you call this person and what a kwacha stranded wherever you are, then it's time to reconsider your relationship with them, because they're not really best friends if they're not there for you.
Yeah. And if already you consider a person of the opposite sex your best friend, you can tell them everything, you want to always be around them, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
What is it? Go to in
denial. It's literally just
raka yaishe.
Because now you know each other's weaknesses, you know each other's strengths, you literally know everything about each other.
Mama yake anakujua, unaendanga kula sapa kwao.
Your parents know each other.
Like,
and even to the point where people ask if you guys are dating.
Yeah.
Like, achini kudinae, just kubali tu.
Now I'm sure those people wanaulizangu, are you dating? They feel like a nice feeling, but then they're just like,
ay, no. Ay. No. He's like a brother to me. Kumbe, deep down, you guys want each other. But
if you're in a situation where it's like that and you're okay with it, you guys can manage, well, I am envious of you, because I can't. And that's good. We are all different.
Yeah, we're all different. Okay. The next subtopic is sneaky link.
It sounds like tunandika notes. The next subtopic
was sneaky link culture, which is quite common.
Quite very
common in this county, this country, this earth. It's a very common thing. And I was asking myself if it's a moral thing. Coming from a moral point of view, is sneaky link culture moral, or coming from just a young adult view, coming from a uni student right now, we're growing, we're becoming more mature, is sneaky link culture moral? Is it healthy? Yeah, what are the limits of sneaky link culture? So, coming from a moral point of view, do you think it's a moral thing?
No. From a moral point of view, no, it's not. I don't think having sneaky links is moral at all. But in the current society we are living in,
it's been
like you're cool for that.
You're
cool. You know, I have this girl somewhere, I have like three niggas on my neck, you know. Like you can just, you know, you're just hopping around to anyone you like and like no one bothers you for it. Like, okay, I get it. But like you who is the sneaky link, do you really enjoy being hidden?
True.
Do you enjoy being hidden? Unataka tu kuange mtu wa kuona tu kwa magiza.
Hey, he only wants to see you because he or she wants to see you because they're horny. Like, are you home today? Can I come? Then they come, you do your business, and they leave. And that's it.
There's no connection whatsoever. No growth, no nothing.
Mm.
And if you find that enjoyable, like, having people, you don't mind, like, not having a strong or a meaningful connection with, you should probably check on that because, no, for real. Maybe it's like it's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's not a good.
Yeah, if you find it at me, I'm fine with no one loving me for who I am. Just I think you should check that out. And also like risk of having diseases.
You don't know who you are. In the case where you don't even know who this person is. You guys met in a club. You guys went home. Did the next few weeks you're experiencing some symptoms. You're like, wow,
you start happened? Feeling pain when you're peeing.
Then you're like, I shouldn't have.
You have no one else to blame but you.
But you, because you know, it's, I mean, yeah, from a moral point of view, it's not a good thing, you know. Like, we guess there are people who find comfort in that, like, they're completely comfortable with, like, having a lot of sneaky links, but then it's dangerous knowing you might not know if this person is healthy, you might not know if this person is HIV free.
You don't know how many people he or she has been,
with, been in.
Yeah, in or on.
And yeah, it's just, I also don't think it's healthy because. Yeah, I just don't think it's a
healthy thing. And like, as human beings, we naturally crave for that connection and affection with someone. And you're robbing yourself of that.
Yeah.
And if you're not, like, it's normal. It's totally normal for you to want to have that. You know, people who want to have someone that loves them.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to have kids. Maybe you guys, you want to have dogs.
Mm.
You know, it's a natural thing. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel that, there is probably something that happened or something that made you that way.
Yeah.
And you should, like, you know, think about it.
Yeah, just think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely normal thing. People do it, but you just have to sit yourself down and ask yourself, is this really what I want in the long run?
Yeah, and then you end up catching feelings. Mm. In the beginning, it was like, nah, we are just sleeping together, that's it. You end up catching feelings. And in most cases, it's the woman who catches feelings.
Because it's in our DNA. Like, women are more emotional than men.
Yeah.
And it's very easy for, if the man is the one who has sneaky links, it's very easy for him not to catch feelings. Like, him, in his head, it's purely sexual. But you, as the lady, you start catching feelings after some time. And then when you communicate it to him, it's like, I don't have feelings for you.
Like, bro, what are you talking about? You know? Like, and then you end up, like, sad, depressed. Why it doesn't, like...
Yeah. You start posting quotes.
After all that time, he hasn't seen what I'm seeing in him, you know.
And then you start
so frustrating.
You start feeling as if you're the problem. Yeah. I mean, you start looking at yourself differently, asking yourself, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? But you haven't made it clear. Maybe you didn't make it clear for him. No, actually, there's a quote I saw. The one for, if you want to get a sneaky link, it's best if you communicate mapema na useme, just so you know, no feeling should be involved. This is purely sexual and I don't want anything to evolve. Ndio hata if the both of you have a sneaky link, you know, culture or sneaky link relationship, then utajua in the back of your mind, it doesn't want me to catch feelings.
And if you talked about it, you agreed on it, whether either one of you catches feelings, that is completely on you, because communication was done.
Yeah, and you shouldn't get mad if they communicated to you.
Yeah.
And then when you caught feelings, wakakata, and they told you, hey, me, I told you I don't want, and then you get mad at yourself, like, alikuambia, you know. And even if they told you that they don't want to be in love and you catch feelings, then it's just best if you just separate yourself from that person. Because then if you continue, like, sleeping with this person and the feelings increase, and then they break your heart, then there's no one else to blame, because you had the opportunity to just say, I can't continue this because I'm catching feelings, and we both said no feelings involved.
Yeah.
So you should, ukiona tu ati you see butterflies, CG, hey.
And it goes for men as well.
Yeah, like,
although it's rare for men to, like, be the ones catching feelings.
Yeah, it happens.
Some of them do.
And ukiona tu that, you know, this person is then at machaneto, just stop.
Before you sleep, you're making up scenarios.
Just stop.
I want us to have this guy.
For the sake of your mental health, like, if you want to stay sane, don't. Akisema, I don't want anything but a sexual relationship, then you respect that. If you know you'll catch feelings, then it's best not to get into a sneaky link relationship with this person.
Yeah. Because, you know, right now, like, when you're young, you obviously want to explore and, you know, you just enjoy your youth. It's not bad. But just be careful with yourself, your own well-being, your health, all that. Why explore? Sneaky links, if you can handle it.
Yeah, if you can handle it, but if the consequences come to you, you don't blame anyone else but you. And what do you think about being a sneaky link to someone who has a significant other? Like, you come and find out, hey, come here, this guy has a boyfriend, hey, come here, this guy has a girlfriend.
That's what happens.
Yeah, true.
But, like, if you have a girlfriend and there's something you're still looking for in other people, is that really your girlfriend or boyfriend?
I would still vouch for communication. Like, if you feel like our sex life isn't good, then tell me.
Because there are people who can be comfortable with you having other partners outside
just
of,
for sex. Just for sexual
outside
stuff.
Of, there are people who do that.
And that's because they feel like the sex life between the both of them isn't good. So they would rather, you know, get it from someone else. Although that's rare, I don't think I've had anyone here in Kenya who does that. I don't think I've had that, like, a lot. And I feel like so many people would feel bad if they were told by their significant other, I don't like our sex life.
I've had a friend who does that with the girlfriend. You know, at first I was like, what, how does that even work? But the more he educated me on it and, like, gave me the full picture of the dynamics of their relationship and how they do things, I was like, it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
It can work. And they've been together for long. As long as you set
boundaries
and rules that both of you should, you know, follow,
Then it'll, yeah, I guess it'll work.
Yeah.
Don't lie to your significant other that you like the sex life and then you go find it somewhere else. And then when they find out, you just get your heart broken. I mean, you break their heart and then you release that heart by getting other people.
Yeah.
And then the cycle continues. So if you feel like you and your significant other doesn't have, you guys don't have a good sex life and you find yourself cheating on them, then you find yourself thinking at about fucking someone else, then
excuse me. That's
for the
there are no kids listening to this podcast.
Yeah, I hope.
Although it's not like okay, us in the let me say African way. We are so used to monogamy and just having, like, it's what we consider normal. So bringing up the whole like multiple partners thing and you still have this one person, it sounds very weird to many people who are listening. It may sound so weird, but you know, these things happen, and being open-minded, if you're an open-minded person, it can work for you. Sisi wengine wa monogamy, yeah, I would. In my own opinion, if my significant other tells me I'm not giving them what they want,
then you would consider.
Yeah, like, no, it's okay if I'm not giving you, but I'm not sharing you. You can okay, find what you want just somewhere break up else.
Yeah, I feel like I would tell him, let's just break up, Basi, because I would feel bad that I'm not giving you what you're supposed to be getting from me.
Yeah.
And I would feel really bad if he comes, gives me a review. Oh, it was good.
And it's okay. Like, we are young. We are not tying ourselves down to ati one person. Like, okay, ukona huyu boyfriend / girlfriend. You're only 19, 20, 21. You're already thinking ati you'll marry this person. Mm. Like, be out there. Explore. Know yourself. And the more you do that, the more you become self-aware of what you want. And in my opinion, I think it guarantees a stronger, like, long-term relationship. The more you know what you want, what you like, what you don't like. If you want to have multiple partners, you know. Yeah.
Oh, and also on the polygamy thing, I was being told, like, I don't know if it's true, but in Islam, the man isn't allowed to marry someone else if the first wife doesn't feel comfortable. Like, they have to ask the first wife, is it okay if I marry someone else? If the wife is like, okay, then he does. If she's not comfortable, then he doesn't. Like, he has to respect. So I don't know if that's true. So to all the Muslims listening, please tell us if it's true.
Yeah, educate us on that. But yeah, I think that's a good thing to do.
Like, get... Because then, if I was married and my husband decides by himself, me, I'm getting married. I'm getting another wife and you don't
have
a say. Without
even telling you.
Eh. So, that would be bad because, one, there'll be a bias now. Because now you'll start thinking, why would you want a second wife? Like, what did I do wrong? Like, what am I not giving him that he needs to find someone else? And I feel like I would just file for divorce. Like, if you want to marry someone else, as long as I'm not there.
Yeah. And I like how, you know, people are so different. Yeah. I usually like hearing about other people's thoughts on something. You know how people can talk about something without arguing or imposing? Mm. It's just bringing facts to the table. I like hearing that. And, yeah, I want this our platform, like our podcast, to be like that. Not imposing on anyone.
Not illati.
At you should not.
You should not, It should be just see what you believe, I see what I believe.
Yeah, we are all human.
Yeah.
And mimi siwezi kushare. No way.
Same.
No way.
Imagine, no. I mean, if you come to me, tell me, by the way, I don't think our sex life is good, then I'll be like, oh, okay. And I would just say, let's just break up. Because me, I'm not comfortable with you being with someone else. Because you know, it's, I wouldn't feel good if now he's getting some action and you're used to, you know, sleeping with him, and then you also have to find someone else.
He comes and then he seems more happy, he's more fulfilled. Like, anakatoko na furaha with this other person, and you're just there like,
okay, I don't believe in soul ties, but I do believe that sex is like really, I don't intimate. Say sacred, but it's like really, yeah, it's such an intimate thing, and it's not something I would just, you know, do with anyone. I can't really, it's just something, it brings people closer, and I guess that's why people catch feelings that raka when you guys have slept before getting to know each other more. Like, if you sleep with someone and you realize, hey, this person is good in bed, that's an extra green flag. And then you catch feelings araka.
Yeah, I feel like it depends on who you are, though. Like, yeah, this thing for Ati, the guy who breaks your virginity, you're gonna be attached to him.
Yeah,
I really don't believe that's true, at least on my part. I don't think that's true. Like,
yeah, that's what I've said. I really don't believe in soul ties. I don't believe at if you have sex with someone, all of a sudden you start getting the mannerisms.
Or you start getting at you want to see them all the time. All of a sudden you just feel so strongly for them. Some people experience that, true.
But to people who have sneaky links, people who are sneaky links to someone, I don't think they experience that, given that they're able to sleep with multiple people like at the same time. But I mean, some people have one sneaky link, like there's just one person they can never get into a relationship with. Chinyamaji. They're friends in a friend group, but Chinyamaji,
I'd be offended, kind of.
Yeah,
like, okay, we are friends, we sleep together, kwani ni nini yo utaki yenye iko already hapo, you know. But for some people it's like the commitment is hard.
Commitment is hard.
I think that's one of the problems, like why it's hard for people to
stay
get or stay in a relationship. Commitment is hard, and it, like, you can think you want a relationship, but when it gets down to business, actually being present, you realize, hey, is this what I signed up for?
Actually, that was the next question. Why is it hard for people to stay or get into a relationship? Yeah, what you've said, commitments. Some people just don't know how to commit. Like, they're thinking about it, they're like, one person, my whole life. I can't.
That's why even marriages are hard.
Yeah, marriages are extremely hard. Especially with people, maybe your spouse goes, like, travels a lot.
Yeah.
And then you get, like, horny and you don't know how to release it.
You don't know how to take care of yourself.
Yeah, you don't know how to take care of yourself.
And even aside from, like, the sexual urges, you know, that being with someone you love, just spending time with them, being able to see them and touch them, you know, it's also important for relationships. And we'll actually talk about long-distance relationships.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were on what makes it hard for people. One, I think it's commitment.
Yeah. People, I was told, the more you get, the more you're together with this person, the boring it gets. Like, you need to be constantly, you need to constantly have ideas of how to bring you guys closer. Because then if, let's say you've gone for so many dates the first year of your relationship, and then when you continue being in this guy, there's nothing else to do. What are we doing today? Oh, we're just chilling. You get bored.
No, then it just becomes a name. Just my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just my girlfriend.
Yeah. It's your girlfriend, yeah.
Just the title.
Yeah, it's just a title. There's no connection anymore. And yeah, I don't think people realize how hard relationships are. But there's so many people say, hey, I want a boyfriend. I need a boyfriend. I need a girlfriend. But when you get a girlfriend, yes, the good times are there. But what about the bad times? What about the times they're not there for you? Like, utafanya? Will you feel horny and she's not there? What will you do?
There's a lot of compromise in relationships, because even though you might think that you're similar people, that's why you're together, people are so different.
Yeah. Like,
how I might decide to, like, deal with stress is not the same way you'll decide to deal with yours. And there has to be that level of compromise between two people. But I feel like if you people really love each other and want things to work, I think there's nothing that can prevent
a relationship will work if both of you want it to work.
Exactly.
Same thing to long distance. A long distance relationship will work if both of you are willing to commit, kabisa, no cheating, nothing, until you guys meet. Then,
and the biggest part about long distance is communication, because you have no way of knowing what your partner is doing wherever he or she is.
So, and the time zones also indicates where the time zones are, like, really.
Yeah, so communication in long distance is, like, very important. And I also think, in my opinion, people who have done long distance and it has worked out for them, I think they experience, like, the purest form of love. It's not, the sexual part isn't very, like, it's not very sexual, because you're rarely with each other. So I think people who have stuck to, like, their partners in that long distance, whatever, they experience, like, the realest love there is.
Yeah, because, you know, they're spending more time knowing each other than, you know, even getting into any sexual relation with each other. Like, they're waiting to get into that sexual, to have sex, basically. And I know it's definitely better. Because, you know, you've waited and you're finally with this person and you can finally hang out and be together. I've seen so many, like, successful marriages where they're saying we were in a long distance relationship for 5 years and now we're married, moved in together. You see, it's just, it'll work if you want it to work. All relationships will work if you want it to work. The moment you start thinking about something else, all relationships will work if you want it to work. The moment you start drifting from that, your line, that line of thinking, you start thinking, what if I just live with someone else? What if I do this? What if I do this?
What if she was here?
Like, all that, the moment you just drift from your line of thinking, then that's it. Like, I can just tell you, that's the downfall of your relationship. It'll just start going slowly.
You start losing feelings.
And, I mean, also, people who don't have self-control. Like, if you know that the moment you get horny, the first hole you see...
as long as something has a pulse.
And a vagina. Then you just jump on it. Then it's just best if you don't get into a long distance relationship. And that's the same to women. Like, if you know you can't control yourself when it comes to when you get horny and you just jump on the next man or woman you see, then don't get into a long distance relationship. Even though you think at it, they'll never find out. Me, I truly believe they always find out. Like, out of feature, they'll always find out.
Always. Just one way or another. It just comes out and have to deal with it.
So it's just, if you you can't control yourself, Amma, you don't think you can handle a long distance, then don't get into a long distance. And don't lead someone on. Like, ukionati, you guys are starting to get closer and closer. Now, unajua, you don't want a relationship, then just lay it out. It's painful, but it's honest. Better. It's better. You just tell them, I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I mean, at least they now have, you know, a point of view.
Because that's how I think. I usually tell people, like, I'll tell you straight up. If I see, like, you know, you're starting to get attached to me in that way, I will tell you, like, be aware that I'm not looking for anything relationship, serious. And if you can't handle that as the truth, because I've had people who have told that, and they chose to, like, leave me altogether, like, no friends, no nothing. I respect that. It's totally okay.
And if you're told that by someone, it's normal to feel, you know, bad. Maybe you start asking yourself, "Ay, Connie, what have I done wrong? Why doesn't he or she want to be in a relationship?" But like, always know that they have their reasons. Yeah. Maybe they're healing from a previous relationship. Maybe they just don't want to be in a relationship right now. And you don't force it. Like, yeah, what if somebody actually, don't want a relationship? Usi force me to
be grateful that they're kind enough to just tell you the truth instead of
leading you on.
Because emotions, we are very, like, people are emotional. And in a way, they're taking care of your emotions.
They're saving you from the future heartbreak. Imagine you guys have been talking in their heads. They're not gonna be in a relationship with you. You in your head, you've already pictured your family, your future kids. And then when they tell you, when you finally, like, even when you get to ask them if they want to date, you'll be like, "No, I don't want anything. I don't have feelings for you.
No, me, I didn't want anything. And now it's already too far gone. Mm. So attached, so in love.
But the attachment is really bad.
Attachment is bad.
Because Kwanza, these guys who are toxic, you know, for some reason, the toxic ones are usually the hardest to stop liking. Like, a third party has noticed, these guys are, like they look like a cute couple, but the way they talk to each other, the way they remove their anger on each other, is like, this is toxic. So then someone comes to you and tells you, you need to get out of that relationship. It's really toxic. But you like this guy, so you're like, you guys haven't seen the good
and when you're in the relationship, you won't see.
Like, this guy can even reach the point of beating you, and ukitoka nje unauliza, "What happened? Niligongwa na meza. What happened? I fell down the stairs." Just because you like this guy, ama you're even scared of what will happen if you leave them. So
Even women. Some women are abusive and manipulative.
This ukunje, you need to be really careful. You need to know what you consider red flags and what is considered red flags in universal
relationships. Kuna vitu tu ziko universal.
Kuna vitu tu you shouldn't turn a blind eye. Like, ukiona, leave. It's hard because attachment happens quite fast. And you need to be able to identify these things before you get into a relationship with someone. Like, that's the whole point of a talking stage. Kujua, what's this guy's red flags? Am I able to handle it? But there's some red flags there's some stuff that come out and you don't even notice. It comes out from, like, someone is on who tells you, but then you know he's gaslighted you, but then you know that's guilt tripping. That's why it's good to educate yourself, to know what is considered gaslighting.
And if your friend or whoever notices some things, okay, you don't have to believe your friend right away. You never know also their intentions. People, they can be just saying anything. But when someone tells you, like, take it upon yourself to actually look into it. Don't dismiss it this one is just jealous. This one wants my man or my girl or whatever. Like, just chunguza for yourself.
It's very easy these days to, like, get to fall into that hole. Like, the red flags were there. And you didn't leave. Like that song for Ruga. Where he's just telling the girl, like you saw them. Now libaki, your shida niyako. Like, you would have left. And I guess that's the case with so many people, by the way. Like, they know they have the red flags. They say it, they do it, and then the person doesn't leave.
Ama, you're just trying to kind of justify the red flags in your own eyes. If it's there, it's there.
It's there. Like, we say escape. But I guess you need to know the red flags. You need to know.
And people who use their trauma to trap you.
I know.
You know, it's just because my mom died.
Yeah, get a therapist.
Yeah.
Like, actually, look for a therapist.
Some people actually use things that have happened to them as excuses to be awful people. Mm. It doesn't work like that. And if you're a very sympathetic, like you think with your heart, utaskilia huyu mtu huruma. You will seriously be trapped. Like, guy, aki woye. Okay. Think with your head.
Start thinking, this guy is trying to, you know, to get you trapped. He's trying to put you under his wing. Anajua, even in the future, atakwambia anything and you'll believe. And then in his head, like, this girl is dumb.
I had an ex who was like that. Their trauma is also my trauma. Mm. And before I got to see that, hey, bwana, nilikuwa nimelia. They used to tell me, oh, it's because I'm like this. You know, I've been like this. Mm. Ati me, alikuwa ananiambia ati ako used to not caring for other people. Like, it's just inbuilt in her. It's not intentional. Be serious.
Mm.
And you know, I used to be like, I think these things have built me to be more like sharp in these things. Because I used to be like, okay, well, yeah, I understand you, but like, could you just try to, you know, I'm always the kawaii person. Me, I'll just try to be there for you always, always. But it was costing me my own energy and my own mental well-being. Mm. And my friends actually got me out of that. Like, they used to tell me all the time, me najifanya hapa manga. Ati just cause, me, I'm in love, man. By the time I got out of that,
even these guys who pull stunts to make you feel bad for them. Like, let's say they send a picture and then you're like, oh, you look good. And like, no, I'm ugly. And then and then you have to be like, no, don't say that. Like, they like it when, you know, when you give them that attention. They know they're not ugly. They just say that so that you can feel some pity for them, so that you can feel validated, which shouldn't be the case. Like, next time talk sama, I'm ugly sama, maybe you are. Yes, you are. Only realize Lini.
I'm ugly. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
That's damn. You. That's crazy. But that sounds so mean.
But like, no, if someone does just that. Tell them,
nah, you're okay. You're all right.
Yeah, you're all right. But like, if someone does that multiple times, then we just know it's a tactic to just keep you, to just, they want the attention, you know. They like the small things, but then they won't do it for you.
And people who love bomb you.
Yeah, love bombing. You need to be really, like, you know, this first days of talking stage, I'm on the first weeks, you start falling in love with this person and then they feed into that with love bombing. Oh, if you guys don't know what love bombing is, it's like when, how do you explain it? It's like, let's say when it comes to messages, they always shower you with so many, like
they just give you everything at once from all corners.
Like paragraphs to so many messages saying how you're so pretty.
Kesho amekutumia flowers. The next day amekupeleka drive kuona sunset. The next day amekupeleka out.
Like, basically they're moving too fast. They're not going pole pole ati one date at a time. And then in the future, when you guys get together, now they start, you know, they start,
now that they've already got you, like already there, it gets boring now.
Yeah, they start drifting. Wanasema, huyu niko naye, wacha nitafute mwingine. It's that's what they do. Love bombing is a tactic also. A manipulation tactic where they do that to catch you, and then when you're completely in love, they start drifting away from you. So, ukiona hapo at the first days mtu anaanza kuambia hizi vitu zote, hata you should question, hata don't,
we should be together. I've never met someone like you.
His homies are like, okay, he's never been in love. That one like for that. I've never seen him in love.
Oldest
like that.
Chick in the book. Yeah. Never. Ati, all the homies all of a sudden they're like, oh my god,
I've never seen him like this. It's true, you've changed him.
You've done something different. Okay.
They've probably told that to so many other.
And these, all these traumatic things, e-manipulation, all this is also another thing that makes it hard for people to get into a relationship. You may be a genuine person, you meet this other manipulative person, and through the course of like meeting these bad people, you finally get someone genuine and you're like, I'm fed up.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore. You even think of relationships are like, hey, apana me, I just even in taikwa married or you know, trauma is bad. And you know why, how I got to see like trauma is bad. You see, one of my cats, Akiwa, when he was like younger, he got castrated because my parents didn't want them to like kushinda wakitoka toka kwa gate and then they collect my diseases uko. And it was very bad for him. And ever since that day, that cat doesn't like people. Akisikia gate imefunguliwa hivi, anapotea. Even when you try and touch that cat, like, it will instinctively just move away from you. Always, since that day. And na hakuwa hivyo. Since that day, anaogopanga watu. Can't stay with people. Like, anakuanga tu ameji isolate all the time. And I was asking myself, if a cat can experience this, what about a person?
A person, I know.
Because it's so bad. Even if I try to carry him, 10 seconds won't pass. Atatoka aende.
It's that bad. Probably because when the procedure was happening,
He was accidentally sedated too much.
Oh, guy. And another quote I saw was, apology without change is manipulation, which is true. If your significant other keeps doing something and they always apologize, oh, I'm sorry, I won't do it again, and then they do it again, they're manipulating you. Because sasa wanajua,
I didn't mean to.
Wanajua, if you forgive them multiple times.
The second time, they're always going to forgive.
They're always going to. Huyo hata niacha. Huyo locked in.
Tight like a booty.
Kobe, they'll keep doing that stuff, those stuff, and then... And then when you come and find out, I don't think they'll care. Like,
end up even not being as remorseful as they should be. Because, washazoea when you mtu akupitiliwa juju. Guys, stand your ground.
If you see first time happens and apologize, you're like, okay. Second time, okay. Third time,
Just call it
good. Just say, if
it's never
not willing,
that serious.
It's really never that serious.
You don't have to ushikilie huyu mtu mmoja ni kama ni the gospel of God. Just tuko wengi huku nje tutafute.
Just safeguard your heart. Like, you don't want to keep yourself in something that will eventually break you.
Yeah, like be optimistic. Have fun. Meet so many
others,
new people.
And you know something I noticed is, when you call them out and then you guys stop talking, they'll always come back. You know, they usually realize, by the way, this person, the person I had was a good person. Then they always come back to your DM saying, hi, how are you? I'm at the happy birthday. They're waiting to your life.
Reacted to your story. So have you been?
And don't fall for it. Like, their mannerisms don't... Most of the time, the mannerisms don't change. Like, even when they say they did, and then it changes for like the first 2 weeks, unaona may change kidogo, then they go back to their old ways.
To just make you think like, oh, actually they're putting in effort.
Kumbe, they're just getting you back, getting you to fall in love with them again.
And it's so sad. We have such awful habits towards other people. Like, it's sad. Love is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And the fact that most of us have to go through manipulation, being lied to, equal to, like, sad. No one should have to go through that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But also, it builds you.
Yeah, it builds you.
And agree.
If you haven't experienced a bad, if you haven't experienced a bad, what? If
relationship.
Anything to do with romance in Nairobi, then consider yourself lucky.
Like, come actually. Come on, experience where you're in Nairobi.
I know. If you haven't experienced, you're in Nairobi. Oh, yeah. And we were talking about how, I saw this on TikTok. And it was this woman saying how men talk more these days than women. Like, when it comes to, if they've slept with someone, the first people they run to is, you guys, I slept with this person.
Hey, what's her Instagram? Check her.
And then what are you saying about Zubukai?
She's bad. Alafu anapatiana two through pass. You know, that's what happens nowadays. Like, what happened? A through pass. Mm. And then when that happens, it will come back to the woman. Oh, when you home, you hope.
Like, they're told, oh, by the way, you want her. And then now they slide into your DMs.
Miss him, die. Okay, come and die. Kwa free.
They slide into your DMs. They trap you. You guys sleep. And then you end up sleeping with, like, some friends in the GC. Then you're called a homie hopper. Like,
we are zungusha.
Why isn't anyone pointing, like,
the man who would do that?
Like, you knew that your friend, like, had slept with her. Why not just say, no, I can't do that. Don't talk to her, you know.
Mm.
But then again, it comes to both parties. Like, okay, Ona, this person is the homie, then I can't do that. Like, that's just, you know. But hey, just know yourself. Where Jiju Etu, just think about your health. You don't know if this person is carrying diseases.
And you know, even this, do you believe, like, in these witchcraft things? Do you believe in that? Like,
I don't know. I don't believe in it, but then again, I'm like, but some instances, you might,
to some extent, it doesn't. I believe it exists because I've had first-hand stories from, like, my grandma and also my parents. Like, my mom has experienced something, you know, is all my witchcraft thing is, like, I think they do exist. So, okay, what if this person has, like, those things and you don't know?
I know. Hey, now they're passing the urogi to you. And then you pass to others. Yeah.
But, like, you never know where someone is coming from.
But in this generation, in this country, in this county, you need to be really careful with who you decide to get into a romantic relationship with. And be very, very careful. Like, have safe sex. Use a condom.
Abortions are not cheap.
Yeah, abortions are not cheap.
Na utaanza aje kuambia watu wako uko na, like, it's just to avoid all that, just be safe.
Just use a condom. And yeah, you guys can have, I mean, it's not going to be the same with a condom. But for the safety of you guys. But you know these stories of these women who didn't know they were pregnant until they were like 7 months.
Because
their tummy wasn't growing at
all. What are they called? It's not ectopic.
It's just you didn't know. These are terminology, and it doesn't show. Like, that, no, you get your periods. You get your periods. Everything is going well. You do a pregnancy test. You're 7. When you end the ultrasound, you're pregnant 7 months. Now you can't abort it. It's already too late.
And it would be so painful.
So now you have to give birth. Everything in your life comes to a standstill.
It's called a cryptic pregnancy.
Yeah, cryptic. Now you have to pause everything in your life. Be there for your child for at least the first few months.
Whole human being.
Hey, guy, I can't even imagine how I'll tell my parents. That is so.
You're just
a virgin.
You're telling your mom, hey, mom, I just feel like vomiting. Oh, nini ulikula jana? Because obviously it's not showing.
Yeah, it's not showing.
Then you just go and they're like, She's pregnant. She's expecting somebody.
That's wow. Everything. You have to stop school for a few.
And maybe you had like multiple relations. You don't even know who the father is at the time.
Yeah, you know that's happened. Like some people before. Like they find out later and then they're like
trying to look back and they're like, who might be the dad now? Unaanza kuangalia 9 months ago. And you know
that's bad because then you have to do a paternity test.
This guy is just somewhere chilling and then you want to go tell him, hey, you're a dad.
Hey, guy. I don't think you would. That's why, going back to sneaky links, you need to be... Atakama, you want a sneaky link, fine. But usikuwe na wengi. Sasa ukiwa na wengi, you accidentally get pregnant. Ama, you get pregnant because of, you know, some bad choices.
Yeah.
And then now you have to figure out, guy, who's the dad? Because you can't raise a... Okay, you can, but it's really difficult to raise a child. Peke yako, you're young.
Na wezi atingojea ati yako mkubwa na anafanana na nani.
And maybe your parents don't support it. You know, there's some parents who just don't support
those. Uambiwe we, tafuta kwako.
Just get the dad.
Get kule that place. Utamtua, we don't know, but tafuta kwako.
Now, that'll be... You need to be really... If you're going to have raw sex, then at least to join in nanny.
So what do you think consists, what is a healthy, what can you call a healthy relationship?
The one thing a healthy relationship needs to have to be considered healthy is communication, even if it's the smallest things. You know, these things that people don't consider important, like let's say you'll be offline for hours,
you'll be doing something.
It's good to tell your partner, I won't be online for some time, so don't wait for me to answer
the message. I'm outside, my phone is about to die. Just like, don't worry too much.
So communication. Even when it comes to stuff that the significant other doesn't want to hear, like stuff like, oh, I have a crush on this person, or I'm developing feelings for this person, it's good to tell them. Because, I mean, crushes are normal in a relationship. It's just not, it's not good if it's acted upon. Yeah, well, if it's acted upon, of course, it's cheating. But, yeah, stuff that you know your significant other wouldn't want to hear.
And those uncomfortable conversations.
Uncomfortable conversations.
You have to have them.
With your significant other.
Mm.
And what else? I guess humor. The both of you should at least laugh. Have your own sense make of each humor. Other happy. Yeah, make each other happy. And I think that's one of the stuff I could say consists of a healthy relationship. And something else wanted. Oh, dates. Definitely go out on dates. We're not saying at every day, and we're not saying at every week.
Have time for each other.
Yeah, have time frequently. For each other. Even at it doesn't have to be an expensive date. Ingekuwa tu, let's take a walk. Ama let's go eat ice cream. It's always good to want to know your partner in a different way. Knowing what they like, what they don't like through dates. It's a good thing.
Especially
you know?
Like activity dates. If they like to, if they're a creative person, you know, it gives you more insight on your partner. And it strengthens like the bond between you guys.
Yeah.
I just think as long as you people communicate and are honest with each other, I think everything will just fall into place by itself.
And conflicts also consist of a healthy relationship. If you're in a relationship and you don't have conflicts,
question that.
Yeah, question it. What do you mean, amjai kosana? You know, it's very normal to have conflicts. It's healthy to have conflicts because you get to know, so this is something I won't do again.
It shows both of you are human. Like,
you know, now you know what your partner doesn't like. And how, now you can ask yourself, what can I do to make sure I don't do it again? So if you're in a relationship and you guys don't argue, that's...
And I think also for a healthy relationship, at some point, you have to experience some sort of discomfort,
mm-hmm.
but not at all the time, because you will grow as a couple and you will have to do things differently because now you have someone next to you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think also that's healthy.
Yeah. And what else? I guess those are the major ones.
Yeah.
And yeah, you don't have to always be together to have a healthy relationship.
Yeah, what all long distance on a survive?
Mm, it's normal. If you, again, if you want the relationship to work, it'll work. Only yep. if you both want, if you're all in. But the moment you start feeling like, eh, you don't think this relationship is going anywhere, then it's best to end it. Because I saw a story. This girl was dating this guy for 17 years.
Eh?
Only to find out he didn't even want to marry her.
17.
17 years of being together with this guy. You guys are dating only to find out that he doesn't even
How do you even married. Date for 17 years? Are you just crazy? Dating?
Me at any figure 10 years and then I'm like, why hasn't he proposed? Then I'll be like, I.
Hey, like, if you figure up for 6, 7, okay, in my opinion, like 6, 7 years.
And he hasn't proposed.
Atta, you're not sure. 17, that one is a strong person.
I mean, I'm not saying when you start dating, don't bring up the nini of marriage. Yeah. Don't even talk about marriage at that time, because you know it's still a developing relationship. Mm. Apple maybe the 4th, 5th year when you start talking about like family and all that, that's when you can start. You know, he can start if he wants to propose. He can start, you know, thinking about it. And then, but when you start talking about marriage and he seems skeptical, the girl seems skeptical about it, like.
But I think also it's different because, like, for example, my parents, they met, they talked for, was it talking or dating? Like, just a year. Shortly after that, like, they got married.
Oh,
for some people, it can work.
Mm.
Like, it just depends on you and your partner. But kuna zingine, you, like, they're just stringing you along.
Yeah.
You're not there for any...
They don't want a life with you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just there for them. Wanajua, anything that I do, there's someone there.
Because I'm usually surprised, like, hey, I ask my parents, just 1 year, that's kidogo, and... Surprisingly, they've been together all those years.
Imagine, I guess it's when you decide to propose to someone, it's something that you really thought about.
Mm.
Like, I'm sure after 1 year, you're like, I'm sure this is the person I want to, you know, spend my life with. And it works out. Mm. Like, so many people get married after just 1 year of talking and they stay together, they grow all together.
There are some people who just... click
and
your heart says new yo.
Some people you can date for how many years, you but get married and then you divorce. So it comes down to really knowing your partner, like knowing this person isn't scared of commitment, he doesn't care about living with one person for the rest of their life, he wants it, she wants it, we'll do it. And then you grow all together.
Yeah. So for everything, like those questions we've asked, like uko katikati, we'd love you guys to interact. Now see, like just say everything.
Yeah.
Don't measure your words. Say everything. Say everything. That is in your mind. We will gladly respond. Yeah. We might do a part 2 of this. At these for your responses.
And we hope that you related to all the sneaky links. I'm a people who have sneaky links. I hope you have learned something new. And to anyone seeking a relationship in Nairobi, I hope you've learned. Na si ati umsikie and then seme yes, we've learned, and then you go back to that. Oh, remember us in your head. Keep that in your head, saying,
Okay,
the person who broke your heart is coming back to your DM saying, ati, oh, how have you been? They
Yeah.
Happy birthday, your way. I mean, they happy birthday their way into your life. I'm sorry for your loss their way to your life. Then just say thank you now, wachane.
Like message, thank you.
Like message. Wakianza ku imply some stuff, kata just say unajipenda and you wouldn't want it to happen again, because it will happen again.
Yeah, definitely. And the cycle will never end.
And your friends will continue telling you, you need to leave this guy, you need to leave this guy. And you're like, but.
Unataka kuanza kumtetea.
Kutete. Akutete. When someone jokes about you to him at a checker, when someone says something mean about you to he or she, what a checker. Like
you're just a joke. Like, story, man. We are looking forward to hearing like some of your stories.
I guess that's it. Today was a long episode.
Yeah.
But we hope if you've stayed till the end, congratulations.
Yeah. And if thank you've you. Stayed till the end, nitumie DM niku send you a lunch.
Tumie DM. But thank you guys for listening, and share this episode everywhere. Share it to someone you think relates to it, or someone you think needs to hear it. And I guess that's it. Do you have anything to say?
Do I have anything to say? No, just that we love you guys for supporting us.
Don't forget to follow. Our Instagram is @the.ue podcast, and our TikTok is @the.ue podcast. Yep. And our Gmail is theunfilteredexchangepodcast@gmail.com. Again, thank you guys for listening, and we'll
see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
We'll see them. We'll talk to you next time.
We'll talk to you. Tune in for the next episode.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.